With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lines are moving here based on injuries and how teams have played.
Come on, you know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
The drawing board.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Now at least the shadow ban's off my account, so I mean, come on now. We're living. We're out here living now on Twitter, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 159.
Oh, the energy is high on a Wednesday as I try to get a large cup of coffee here and fire through hours by myself today, enjoying a four-game slate in the NBA, seven Major League Baseball games this afternoon, and sometimes they say, there's voices in my head that I don't know if I'm hearing this correctly or my mind's playing tricks on me. Is there somebody on the other line there?
Whoa,
I mean,
man,
I don't even
that?
Understand.
Yeah, listen,
got it.
You've been getting a little loose, I feel.
No, I don't even get it.
I got people tweeting at me different things.
Man.
You know, I wanted to do this yesterday, but I'm like, no, that's too close. And I'm not staying here for 2 hours. That's crazy.
Right, I mean, do you ever?
I was going to say, maybe I can transfer this work to Shower Pants time.
Yes.
But I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot. Do you know what's funny as you say that? Like, I'm doing the show this morning with Joe Ranieri, and I'm saying, like, I actually opened the show going, like, wow, there are four NBA playoff games tonight, three of those there with elimination chances, and the other one is the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. So, like, we usually come on the show, if I'm by myself, it's okay, let me get a little structure down of what I want to talk about. And it was almost like you could go anywhere you want because things are so hot right now in the NBA and the draft coming up. It's really good stuff. It is.
It is. The thing is I know I'm probably blowing. You usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like as I said, I usually like to get a rundown together, and today was like, you know, 12:55. Uh-huh. Like, okay. You know, thank God the NBA's got four games because we just let it rip on that.
Let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA postseason right now?
It's so fun.
Delivering? Is it not delivering every night?
It's so good. Like, even yesterday, like, you're looking at the three games, all a touchdown spread, it felt like. And you're saying, like, well, who's going to win? Well, it looks like it's just going to be three easy shots. And in every one of those games, and the Hawks end up winning, which was the game, if you would have told me, Kevin, what's one game tomorrow you don't even have to worry about, talking about yesterday? It would have been Celtics wiped the Hawks off the floor and detonated them by, like, 30 points. And why did the Hawks even get on the plane? And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh, my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow, exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect to see stuff like that. The Trae Young performance is obviously incredible because, like, DeJounte Murray doesn't play. The one thing that bothered me is I had some series bets that if the Celtics could have won that game, would have finished out. Now I got to wait another game and see what could go wrong. But
yeah,
it's just the stuff has been so fun to watch. I started diving last night into markets for team total threes made, by the way, which they're giving out on DK on a nightly basis, which was a blast as well. So that's the thing that you and I always talk about, the increased markets in the postseason. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really too good to be true. I mean, it honest to goodness is. I've been having so much fun. Like, what? Because even though I'm not watching it play by play, it's still catching me. Like, I'll roll up, like, oh, I wonder what happened here. Because you know I'm a vested interest there in the Suns. And even waking up, talking about it with Joe this morning, 136, 130, say to yourself, again, every superstar in the Suns played monster minutes. Every superstar in the Suns, you take away Chris Paul because he's more of a point guard, but you got over 20 points from Ayton. You got over 30 from KD and 47 from Booker. And the Clippers, without their two superstars, you needed every bit of that to beat that basketball team.
I don't know what the Suns are at all. I
don't
know if the Suns are great. I don't know if they stink. The whole thing's crazy. Kevin Durant is not even close to the best player on his team. And the one... Because, you know, it's like, oh, like, can that continue? Like, am I supposed to expect Devin Booker to average 37 points per game with KD? Because he was kind of doing that when KD got there. Is this just the new normal now? Like, teams are too focused on Durant and Devin's going to average at least 35 a game?
Yeah, I mean, at the one part that you talked about when Kevin Durant actually went to the Suns was, you know, we have a superstar. You can't defend everybody. And if you have two superstars, it's almost like you have to pick your poison. And I feel like, yes, they're saying, okay, let's slow KD down. But Booker went wild last night. I mean, 4 of 7 from 3-point. If you're going to get, look at this. Right. Durant 4 of 6 from 3 and Booker 4 of 7 from 3. It opens up the entire court because those guys are masters at using that mid-range game. And now if you open up the 3-point game, yeah, good luck with that.
That was what I was on last night. Their team made threes was 9.5. And I was just looking through them like, this team can't be this, like, dumb. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They can't think that the three-point shot doesn't matter that much. And they turned it on in the second half from beyond the arc. I mean, and then, now look, I mean, what a moment for you, right? Giannis scoring 26. I mean, he would have had 2 more points. That whole game would have flipped on its head.
Exactly. Like, I wanted you on just for that. I said, look, if he gets that, it's a blow. And if not, then you never know what you get in that situation or point. And now they're down 3-1 in that series, which is even more. Meneg, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to send you a slip where I got a 7-1 now.
No,
I swear to God. I got 7-1 right now.
What was the second cash out for?
Yes. What did I get back on that one? I think I'm like, you know what? I can get the exact amount right now because now it's personal. It's not even about doing what's right. Like I saw seven. Here we go. Okay. Open bet right now. $100 stake. Odds plus 650. Payout plus 750. Your boy DRS reinvested down 3-1 because I think this is going to be the greatest ticket I've ever cashed in the history of the world, only to realize that it's probably going to end tonight. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what are you, idiot? That's what's going to happen. Look at this! It's a Wednesday on Moneyline. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Feel it on a Wednesday, about what, hours, we could say it now, hours away from the NFL draft tomorrow night, 8 p.m., live from a snooze fest in Kansas City, but we'll heat it up here at the Sports Grid Network. And by the way, Kev, you know what's funny? I just said that.
Yeah.
Do you know I was going through, like, Twitter today, and I saw a picture of an Eagles beat reporter in Kansas City, and I go, oh, that's right. It's in Kansas City. Yeah, that's because nobody is excited about it. All we kept Vegas.
Point.
You haven't heard a single thing about, oh my goodness, let's get to Kansas City.
It's a good point. When it was in Vegas, it was a big deal that it was in Vegas.
Correct.
Heck, I feel like it was a big deal when it was in like Nashville a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Not as much juice. People, I guess, aren't too excited about eating barbecue here. I'll say I've seen Tyree Wilson is now the favorite to go second. Look, I'm going to try and crack into some more mocks late tonight because a lot of these guys, they want their accuracy, so they try and send it out as late as possible type of deal. So we'll see what's what with information. But I read, it might have been Albert Breer, DRS did a mock.
What?
And he basically said what you have been saying, where he's like, I know the Colts are connected to Levis, but anyone think that's because they thought CJ Stroud wouldn't be an option type of deal? Where it really is. Bryce is going first. That's obviously a done deal. And everything else is such a mess.
Yes, and also the fun we had, yeah, because it's crazy how some things work out. It seems like when you're off, like things go haywire. Now we're talking about, oh, like Aaron Rodgers or whatever. But yesterday, when that internet rumor began, I just had the FanDuel Sportsbook up yesterday during Moneyline, and I swear every 3 minutes, it was like a dollar here, $3 here, $4 move. Like every time the screen blinked, Bryce Young was as high as minus 2,400. And all of a sudden, I'm live on the air. He's minus 600. And it was so much fun to watch where it went back to minus 1,000. Yesterday was minus 1,000 this morning when we were doing the early line. Now he's minus 2,000 again. And I thought, you know, just bring it up. We even had a segment this morning on the early line just going over, like, how does this happen? Where one Reddit account nobody knows goes, I know Will Levis. He told me and his family Carolina's going number one, and the books were on fire for about 6 hours.
I'll say that's one of those things, though. If I'm an NFL team, I'd like to find out if Levis is telling his family that he's still not going one off my draft board. This kid's dumb as rocks. Like, I'm sorry, I can't with this Will Levis guy, man. I can't. I saw, man, there's an Anthony Richardson prop, his draft over under 7.5, and I'm sitting like, hold on a minute. Who's even drafting this? Like, is Anthony Richardson still going in the first round?
Yeah, exactly.
It almost starts to feel like the question there. So the draft, very, very messy. I know they're going to do a nice job, obviously, tomorrow. You and I will get into it a whole bunch tomorrow because we're going to get more information, more movement. I saw Jalen Carter's minus money to go to Seattle now, like minus 110, minus 115s. I guess that's going to happen.
Yeah, like, because even looking at like the quarterback situation, and I was trying to make jokes this morning going, I've never seen this before. And I think this might be a credit to the new NFL where they are keeping things so far under wraps team by team by team. Because if we were just watching and being honest with ourselves, like the word after, like forget about the regular season, which, you know, C.J. Stroud was fantastic for Ohio State, weapon. He gets into that secondary market, which means like, okay, let's see how fast he can run, see his arm, have a pro day. And every single thing that came out of that pro day was like, oh my God, C.J. Stroud is the best thing I've seen. And not necessarily just saying it because you're being kind, but saying, look, put him next to Bryce Young. He looks like an absolute maniac, giant Voltron. Put him next to Will Levis. He's got accuracy. Will Levis doesn't have it. He goes out and has one of those pro days where everybody came away going like, this is tremendous. And Will Levis had one look like a clown show. But now the clown show looks like it's improving more than C.J. Stroud. I can't figure this out at this point. I really can't, which makes it fascinating.
Yeah, it's tricky to me, though. I'm starting to believe that the Texans are going to sit there and draft defense. I'm starting to think that the Cardinals are definitely trading out. And that's why the odds to pick number three overall are so useless. I think they're almost going to trade out no matter what. If you look at some of the people that they say Arizona likes, it's Paris Johnson, it's the Gonzalez kid, it's players that they don't need to pick inside the top five, much less the top three, four. So I think Arizona's going to get the heck out of there. I did see, his name's McCain. You'll know him from Twitter, the Houston Texans reporter with the big old mustache.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
He said, he's like, look, it's NFL big media that thinks it's a big confusion in terms of the Texans. They're drafting Will Levis. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, David.
No. Today.
Oh, no. He's all over the place. I mean, Pittsburgh's on. By the way, 7-2 last night, Dave. Stop. You got to win the game against the Dodgers.
Got to win the game. First of all, great to hear both of your voices. Yeah. I came in for the draft analysis. I mean, this has got to be a draft analysis. I heard K-Dub just talking about the draft, number two pick, all this other stuff. Will Levis.
Yes.
This is the place to go to get it because it's not going to be me. I can tell you that 100%.
Dave, inside the book here, yesterday, please. I mean, a kid comes up to the desk and he's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to start betting down. Well, what do you know? I'm on Reddit, and I know somebody who knows somebody knows Will Levis, and he's going one. How much can I get down, sir? Like, how do you take this information?
Ay, ay, ay. Brought back flashbacks. It brought back so many times. We had a guy, I'll never forget, when they came. And I was in the risk room, and they called and said, there's a guy here with a bag of money, wants to bet the draft. I said, wow, that's great. Good for him. I said, the limit's two dimes. That's what he gets. And they said, well, you know, he wants to bet 10. I said, well, he can go bet it somewhere else. He can bet two here, and I'm going to move the line. Yeah. Yeah, this is a nightmare. I mean, it's just it's a nightmare for the books. The information, now people are putting out false information to help other people. You know there's agents involved. There's got to be people, things happening. And, you know, guys like K-Dub are just looking to get down. They're just looking to get money. It's incredible.
Now, Dave, where they're getting's good.
Yeah, with all that craziness yesterday for about 5 to 6 hours.
Oh.
But it was trying to explain it. Like, if in layman's terms, the people don't understand what was going on. And correct me if I'm wrong here. Like, the books are looking at this going, the $25, the $50 guy that hears news on Will Levis at 8-1, he'll put that down. But yeah. The $25 to $50 guy is not going like, oh, now's the time to get on a Bryce Young at minus 600. Is that why the book's moving around so much? Because the protection is, hey, everybody's going to bet the dog with at least a couple dollars and they add up. Very rarely is the bag man going to go, now's my time to strike with $5,000 on Bryce Young at minus 600.
We've talked about this so much over the course of our time together on the show, which I miss daily, just for the record. If anybody's listening, I'd love to talk to the two of you every single day of my life. But, yeah, there's no playbook. We talk about this. You three of us have talked about line movement and how do you do it, and there's no playbook for this. There's no guide. There's no anything. My price is today's price. And like Fat Joe said in a video that I posted a while back, today's price is not yesterday's price. And yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah, and just lean back, sure.
And it has to move. It has to fly because they will keep coming. Nobody wants that keep coming when you're running a joint.
Mm. There it is.
I mean, that's it. Minus 2,000 now today at the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Can I ask Kevin a question, please?
Yes.
What
of
is Bing Bong and why is this associated with the Knicks?
Right.
Like, what is
goodness.
Bing Bong?
Wow.
All right. Here's the deal.
Brand
right,
new.
But here's the thing. Bing Bong is realistically, it's kind of the sound the train makes when it stops. It's at the very beginning of the Side Talk NYC videos, which are tremendous. But it is very important that we do not at any point respect Bing Bong guy. He is a fraud. The fact that he became semi-popular off of it bothers me to no end. He created nothing. He was simply doing what Side Talk does. Bing Bong, we love that. But I'm absolutely ecstatic that now the guy who initially did Katie, Don't You Wish You Came to the Knicks, is the new icon of those videos and asked Donovan Mitchell the same question the other day. Shout out to him.
Signing autographs, going on news outlets as Bing Bong guy.
I mean, so much.
crazy disrespect. And by the way, what is it going to look like out on Dykeman tonight if the Knicks actually close out the Cleveland Cavaliers? Side Talk NYC, shout out. It might get ugly in the streets out there. Give me that, Henny! We will be right back. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's a wild one. I don't think anybody expected this. I don't think they did. Two people show up, makes it three. Yeah, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number one in full effect right here. Moneyline, Sirius XM Channel 159. Special guests. And I am going to say guests. Kevin Walsh and also Dave Sharapan today with your host, your boy DRS. Now, you're going to like this one. Only I like this type of stuff. We do same game parlays every morning, Dave, on the early line.
God bless
yesterday,
you.
Yesterday, I pegged another one yesterday. Like, it's been hot. Like, as we said, the block has really been hot on those. But today, we had so much NBA to go over. Usually we'll do a same game parlay, like in the same section we do the NBA. But there were four games today. So I said, you know what? Hold the same game parlay off here. We're going to do the four games in one set. Got through them perfectly. And then right before the top of the hour, you have that short little, you know, two and a half minute segment. I say we'll put it in there. So we open it up. I lay out my same game parlay in about maybe 1 minute, probably a little bit less than that. Enough for Joe to get on. But B-Rudd's behind the scenes, and he actually said he forgot it was a two-minute segment. Ranieri just starts on his same game parlay, gets like 1 of 4, and all you hear is 5-4-3. And we went to break, and I said that was the greatest segment we just had. Nobody could understand it but me. I said that was absolutely fantastic, because when you looked at Ranieri's face, he's like, "What do you mean, five hits our ear at the same time? No breakdown of anything." He gets one out, and oh, commercial break. There we go. Fantastic stuff. You would have loved it, K-Dub, if we got hit with that.
Hold on. But yeah, so you guys hit the commercial break like a minute early?
No, not a minute early. It was the same right segment, but there were no breaks. Like, no, 30 seconds, 20. We got none of that. I knew it was a short segment, but even sometimes you're not the host.
He was just flowing, but got
he was
no
just flowing. Down. Exactly. And also, B-Rut was just flowing. So myself in my head, I have a clock. I'm like, you know, sometimes you could be off by like 30 seconds just because you drift off or you're not paying attention. But when that five hit our ears, I got such a good like smile on my face. Like, he can't even say, nobody can save it right now, and it just went to break. He's like, "Did I miss something here?" I was like, "No, it was just fantastic." That's all you missed.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's good.
Right to the break.
That's your favorite. Man, so you
now,
got
hot takes.
On a Wednesday.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, NBA tonight. 4 games on deck tonight. Yeah. Loved it last night. Got another same game parlay tonight. But what angles are we shooting for? Because me, as in content, I love the fact the more these series go, game 6, game 7, same thing in the Stanley Cup, just keep the games going. Because when I saw today, Kevin, 4 NBA games, like in the heart of a series, it really doesn't get any better than that. Like every matchup tonight, I'm involved in. Like, I love it. It's great.
Oh, that's tremendous. Yeah, look, so for me, DRS influences me a little too much. But the little, like, look, just one best bet a day, let it rip, let it flow. In that Grizzlies-Lakers game, the Luke Kennard over under 1.5 threes is far too tempting. First of all, Taylor Jenkins has been getting ripped for not playing Kennard enough. And that's not just by me. It was like the second question he got asked in the press conference of, why don't you play Luke Kennard? So minutes are going to be increased. But the best part is last game he played 14 minutes and still hit 2 threes. In postseason included, 21 of 28 games with the Grizzly, he's made 2, and in 13 of 15 home games. That's my favorite bet on the board. You can talk about the rest of the games, but I think Kennard tonight, realistically, he should be playing 25, 30 minutes, and he should be striping him from beyond the arc.
You know what's crazy? I thought about this. I mean, when I saw the schedule last night and said, wow, this is a packed schedule. I mean, this is great. We got games kind of stacked against each other, which is not right, but it's all Wednesday. And I thought the Lakers are playing, and it's a Wednesday. The Warriors are playing Sacramento late, all conflicting with wrestling. And I thought, how is K-Dub going to manage on a Wednesday? And I thought, this is crazy. Right. K-Dub, how are you going to do this tonight?
So there's two options on the table always, which is because I mean we're double TV'd up as you always should.
Of course, yes.
So you either just watch the wrestling, volume off on the game, but the game is there, you're watching it, but that means you're gonna have to punt on one of the other NBA games. But that's okay. It's Knicks Cavs. Does it really deserve our attention?
Yeah, it should be at 5 o'clock. By the way, it should be.
Honestly, I agree with you.
Yeah,
that game could be on right now, and that'd be the only way people are tuning in. Look. I think for me, though, I could also just go double game and DVR the wrestling. The problem is I'm going to get spoilers because I like to be on Twitter. I like to be on the mix, see what people are talking about. So I'll probably go one TV wrestling, one TV NBA, and then that way I just kind of bang it all out.
Yep. Now, here's what's going to happen, Dave. Ready? So he's going to have his Twitter active tonight, and here's what your boy DRS does. What an unbelievable play by LeBron James and also Kenny Omega by pinfall here. See what I mean? Yeah, exactly. See? That's how it's done. That's how it's done. You get the best of both worlds.
This is why, Dave, Donnie is the number one culprit of I think he might put a spoiler on my table, despite the fact that he hasn't even tempted it in like 2 years. But
correct.
He's still always enemy number one in that fashion.
Never stops. It never stops. Always lurking the DRS right over top, right?
Always.
Just waiting to pounce at any moment. That makes the dynamic of the whole thing so strong. You can't get this anywhere. You can't.
I even do background. Like, I'm doing background checks here, Dave. Like, I'm watching AEW All Access on the weekends just to get caught up in case I might need some ammunition and firepower. By the way, watching that, K-Dub, makes me laugh. The fact that every wrestler has to go by Tony Khan after the show to see what his vibe is. I think it's tremendous. I do.
I mean,
like, it's unbelievable.
But also, is his, I mean, I don't know if they're going to show it on the show. Is his vibe ever anything other than, like, great job, loved it? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's ever like, that was tragic, honestly. Like, bury yourself. Because
Ty Mello, I mean, she would get noticed over there when she's waiting backstage next to Tony. I mean, come on.
They threw a little shot at her, that thing you're always talking about. Though. I was like, hey, I was wondering, because the guy Brandon Cutler, you know, who dresses up with a stupid tracksuit and everything like that?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, do you think that I... Yeah, but no, that's the point.
Yeah.
No, it's not mean. It's a compliment to what he's doing. Where he's like, hey, guys, do you think that I can book myself in a pay-per-view match where I'm the world championship? Like, that is what the pitch basically was.
Yes, exactly. So you get a little bit of involvement there, and you'll have that tonight. But we do have baseball all day long with the Yanks beginning to feast right now. So we got 2-0 New York, second and third with one out. Now, here's the key indicator. Your boy DRS is involved in a round robin, which does have my boy Rizzo in. Came up first in the first inning, man on second base, which was Judge, and lined out. So it looks like we might have an opportunity here with some runners in scoring position. If Judge walks here, be fantastic. No. Okay. Still bases loaded. Judge is up at the plate. One out. Let's see if he could do damage, which at least is enough to keep a guy on third base with one out. That's what I'm rooting for, Dave. Round Robin's in the house right now. That's a new thing.
I love this, that you're so dialed into the day baseball, because there's so much happening. Mm-hmm. And now Wednesdays are the new, like, getaway day, travel day, whatever.
Best it's radio awesome. Days? Yeah.
Cool. Love it. Love it. And, the Yankees.
It's going to clear the bases.
That's not what you wanted.
Are we concerned yet?
Still
about
got a guy
Yankees?
In second, though. But
K-Dub, are we concerned?
Here's my Yankees take for you. It's not concern as much as what an unbelievable pulling the wool over the eyes they did with their first five series. We're like, man, the Yankees haven't lost a series yet. And then you pick your head up and you're like, it takes 500. What's going on here? Like, can you sweep somebody? Like, what is going on here? We're in fourth place in the division. We haven't lost the series. I know they lost to Toronto, but it's like, this actually isn't that impressive. I know it's like, if you take 2 out of 3 every time, yeah. But then if the first time you don't take 2 out of 3 or 500 ball club, it doesn't really matter. Yankees got heat with me.
Yankees got heat up 5-0 right now with Rizzo at the plate here. Top of the second inning, one out. Everybody seems like to be getting involved. By the way, go ahead. Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, no, I want to read the quote to you. I want to read the quote to you.
Oh, bang.
I'm not a test taker. I play
football. My God. I love it. I watched it live, and I want to be the guy that goes, you know what? If I just read it, I'm like, yeah, he's right, man. Forget about those tests. I watched the video and go, man, you deserve to go in the third round now for what I just heard. Like, that's a third-round answer. Yeah, that's a third-round answer.
I think that's a baller answer. I like that answer.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember the movie about the Olympic team, the Olympic hockey team, and Jim Craig when he said
he didn't want to take the test.
I'm not taking the test, Herb. I love it.
Like, why did he just not take the test, Dave? Like, why did CJ Stroud just not take the test and go, I don't even have time for that? That would have been a baller move. But he takes it, fails it, and then tells you, like, yeah, so what? I'm not that smart. What's the big deal here? Oh, my God. Now I got heat. Now I got heat.
No.
So Aaron Judge tries to steal third base with one out, gets thrown out, and looks like he just hurt his shoulder. Yeah, as he runs.
Okay, well that part. Out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the latter part.
Congratulations.
Of the you wanted to see.
Congratulations.
Hold on. I actually feel like you should appreciate that. All of a sudden, you were in sack fly territory.
Yeah, but a single would have got him home, though. And there's no more shift on Rizzo. It's beautiful. It's like a thing of beauty now.
No more shift.
He would have been.
Judge got tagged on the head with a slide that looks like he never played baseball before. Congrats, Aaron, on that.
Big guys, it's hard to slide. I mean, it's hard to slide.
Yeah, he's going to stop stealing bases altogether now.
Great bases. By the way,
hey,
tonight.
Before I go, are the Pirates really good, Donnie? Like, is this real? I mean, they're home dogs again today to the Dodgers. Gonsolin's making his first start. You got the Pirates today? Over?
I had the Pirates yesterday.
What do you got?
I had the Pirates yesterday because I like because they're actually in that zone where it's like, you know, it's like 2 weeks. It's usually like, ah, you know, we're really not that good, which is usually what the Pirates' MO is. Whoa. But they play a good brand of baseball. And I was talking about this, like, you need to keep this team together. You finally sign a guy for Reynolds, like 8 years. Like, yes. You know what? We're not going to hear every single year, like, oh my God, it's a trade deadline. We stink. We should be trade him for three guys who will come up in four. Exactly. Three guys that'll come up in 4 years and we'll trade them as well. Yes. I just wish they would spend a little bit of money because one of the most, as I always recall back, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, that McCutchen team with Jay Harrison, they were so much fun to watch. And Nutting's like, yeah, no big deal. We'll just trade them all, make the same money. Come on, man. Keep the boys in Pittsburgh. Look at that. That'll do it for Dave Sherapan joining us. K-Dub, they're both out of here. Just your boy DRS flying solo the rest of the way. But that's the way we do it here on Moneyline. Thanks to the boys for joining in. The draft tomorrow, a lot going on. We'll be right back. Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Getting after it here. I tell you, he's not getting after it. Anthony Rizzo. Get 5 runs on the board for the Yanks. Riz, where are you at? I chose you in this game to get an RBI. Still a long way to go. It's only the bottom of the second inning, so we're probably going to see a lot more bad pitchers from the Minnesota Twins if Maeda is knocked out early. If you have any hot topics out there you want to get to, it's easy to do. 844-843-6879, but we keep you updated here on Major League Baseball. Let me just flip it over here and take a double check. Texas and Cincinnati. Cincinnati has a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 between Boston and Baltimore. No score between the White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays, which includes Michael Kopech on the mound, and he's having a disastrous year, but holding down the Toronto Blue Jays, apparently, here to start this one out. Just went over. I'm watching it on TV. The New York Yankees 5, the Minnesota Twins 1, and then we have Cleveland and Colorado bottom of the second inning. The Guardians have struck first, and they have a 2-0 lead. I do have a round robin in here. Let me just bring up my card, and I'll tell you exactly the four options that are on that right now. Not looking good yet. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to get an RBI today or more. Matt Chapman to get an RBI or more. Anthony Rizzo for an RBI or more. And Willie Adames for the Milwaukee Brewers, who also is just underway to get an RBI or more. I had some shots with Rizzo. Came up in the first inning with a man on second base, which was Aaron Judge, and hit a laser beam the right field, but right at the right fielder. And then he came up in the second inning after a bases-loaded one-out scenario with Aaron Judge cleared everybody. Tries to steal third, gets thrown out, and then Anthony Rizzo strikes out. So really, a lost opportunity there. So could have had one in the door, but it is a long day. Couple shots here, looking for at least two of those guys to help out and get RBIs and see what we have. Coming up on deck, the last of the afternoon Major League Baseball games, Kansas City and Arizona. Yarbrough, the lefty on the mound, who has been terrible this year so far in Major League Baseball, an XFIP minus of 151 coming into today. And just to put that on the table, say, Donnie, what the heck is an XFIP minus? Basically, it's just the strength of the pitcher on the mound that is league adjusted. Without getting into all the mumbo jumbo, it just goes like this. 100 is the league average if you are a pitcher there. If you are below 100, that means you're having a solid season above average. If you are above 100, you're not pitching all that well. So guys like a 116, a 120, a 125, they're really struggling. But Yarbrough is at a 151, which tells you about that. He's about 30 points behind Kopech, I believe, today on the mound, as being in the dumpster for what we like to say, tomato cans that are actually pitching. So just watching this Minnesota Twins game here. We'll keep you updated on all those and much, much more. And by the way, yesterday hit my same game parlay in the NBA last night. Fantastic stuff. Cheered it on. Wasn't really all that much of a sweat. It was in the Minnesota Timberwolves Denver Nuggets game. Today, I'm going to the Lakers game. And I do have some Lakers. And also, I do have one of the Memphis Grizzlies. But I do want to keep that under wraps here for just a little bit. I'll let you guys know. But if you did watch the early line this morning right here on the Sports Grid Network, yeah, you got that. But how about this one? FanDuel pops up. The Ringer NBA boost. It's not bad. It's really not. LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo each to record a double-double. That's boosted from plus 120 up to 2-1. And I feel like I got to get on that. I really do. I think that's solid. Giannis's back is up against the wall at home. Come on now. He's not going for a double-double tonight. The question would be for LeBron James, and that I guess would be to get the 10 rebounds, right? LeBron's scoring 10 points. So you're basically betting on Giannis and LeBron to each get 10 rebounds. I think it's a pretty good possibility. And a 2-1 price, I think it's probably worth it to do that. Now, let's have some fun here and talk about the NBA games in totality. Because this is an exciting night. It really is. If you're a casual fan of the NBA, this is what draws you back in. You got four games tonight. 7 o'clock, 7:30, 9:30, and 10 o'clock. Knicks and Cavaliers. That is a game that does have elimination factors in it. Cleveland loses, they're out. The Knicks win, they move on. Cavs win at home, push that series to a game six, back at the Garden. The Lakers and the Grizzlies. Lakers have a stranglehold on that series at 3-1. The Memphis Grizzlies, one of the best teams in the NBA at home, they're a minus 4-point favorite. By the way, the Cleveland Cavaliers currently sitting at a minus 5.5. But that Cavaliers game is at 2:02. I mean, come on, man. This is like back with the Pat Riley Knicks back in the day, in the 90s, where they would have playoff games at like 82-79. That's what that feels like here. But the Lakers-Grizzlies total 222.5. Grizzlies, as I said again, one of the best teams in the NBA defending their home court. We'll see what we get out of Ja Morant. And in that same game parlay that I'm going to give out a little bit later, Ja Morant is included in that. But I'm going to let you know how. Might be a little bit different than you're expecting there. The Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks. This line steadily on the rise. The Bucks favored by 12 tonight over the Miami Heat. A total of 220. The Bucks are against the wall. And sometimes we do things that, as you take a deep breath, don't make all that much sense, but it does get personal. But keep in mind, you're never supposed to get personal when you're wagering, right? I can't stand the Dallas Cowboys. So I just bet against them all the time. That's stupid, because what happens if the Dallas Cowboys are the better team in a good situation and you feel they would win and cover a game? You better be betting them. I play fantasy sports. I'll never have a 49er on my team. Stop the madness. If Deebo Samuel is there, and that's the player you're supposed to take at that position, at that pick, you better take him. Otherwise, that's stupid. Right? The Milwaukee Bucks. 12-point favorites tonight. I don't even like the Bucks. But I'm now in three deep in bets on the Bucks futures. So let me see if I still have this up here. Live, settled. I'll go to my settled bets. How about this one? I had a first wager on the Milwaukee Bucks. This is at BetMGM. $100, odds to win the NBA championship at plus 350. This is after they lost game one to the Miami Heat. And we figured Giannis would be back sooner than later. Well, Giannis is back now. So case in point, he did come back. It wasn't an injury where he was out for the remainder of the playoffs. And then there go the prospects for the Bucks to win it all. I cashed out of that and went to a 4-1 stake, which would have won me a little bit more money if they won, and it costed me $13. Now, the Bucks lost again. They're down 3-1. So I had a stake of $100 in that at 4-1 odds, and I cashed out of that. Why? Because the Bucks have ridiculous odds now. They really do. Ridiculous odds. They're now up here. Another $100 stake. So again, it's not $300 I've invested in. I cashed out those two wagers, but keep on tacking on the quote-unquote juice at this point. And now I'm up to plus 650 odds on the Bucks to win the championship. It's a dumb bet. I'm going to say it's a dumb bet, but I feel like it's personal now. I expected so much more of the Bucks. They weren't actually my first future that I bet here in the NBA playoffs. It was the Phoenix Suns. On the opposite side, was it 5? I think it's 5-1 price. I don't have it up here. Let me see. I'll go right to, I'll tell you exactly what it is here because it's on Bet365. 5-1, yes. $100 wager, return 600. It's actually a cash out value right now of $92.31. Of course, we're not taking that. But do I feel all that fantastic about the prospects of the Suns? Even though the reason I bet the Suns, I know they're ultra talented, but I thought they could get by with relative ease the Clippers because they would be down Paul George. And then they were actually down Paul George and also Kawhi Leonard. So that worked in my favor. They still won in five games. If you told me before the series started, it would end in five, yeah, I would have taken that. But I don't know how confident I feel. I would have liked that five-game series was, okay, we lost the first game, and then blew the doors off of the Clippers the remainder of the way with Kawhi Leonard, which we know. And that, by the way, turns out they had a torn meniscus. So what's that mean in Kawhi Leonard time? 6 years he's going to miss? He'll miss the beginning of next season? Who knows? Because Kawhi Leonard doesn't heal as much as most people, it looks like, in the NBA trying to get back to the court. But back to the game itself tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are a 12-point favorite in this game with that 220. It seems like the Milwaukee Bucks in this series have been overpriced all along. No matter who's in, no matter who's out, it just feels like we expect the Milwaukee Bucks to win and handle their business. And I felt that way in game one, even after Giannis went out with the back injury, feeling like he's probably going to be back in the series. And as long as he's back in the series, they're going to be able to win, right? Whew. They're down 3-1 now. Like, what changes tonight, though? The Budenholzer, head coach. When you take a look at what went wrong for you in the previous game, I don't know, letting Jimmy Butler do whatever he wants to do? I mean, stop the madness. 50, one of the best playoff performances that you're ever going to see. And it feels like the coach didn't do anything to stop the momentum with Butler. They still should have won the game, the Bucks. They were up double digits in the fourth quarter. The only player it feels like that Milwaukee has to defend is Jimmy Butler, and they couldn't get it done. Now, here's the question. Because the way they are getting bet, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, there's still a lot of confidence. And again, including knuckleheads like myself, who figure they can probably still win the series and continue to reinvest. But the Miami Heat are up 3-1. They're only a minus 134 to close out the Milwaukee Bucks here at FanDuel. Like, the Bucks are down 3-1. Again, in simple terms, the Bucks, who have lost 3 of 4, now have to win 3 straight games against the Miami Heat. One of those games is going to be in Miami. They haven't shown me what they can do at all here to close out. So much more talented than the Miami Heat now. But sometimes a team just has their number, and when you have Jimmy Butler, who's an absolute dog in the playoffs, they can't be stopped. But they're down 3-1 at +1. It's almost like it's a foregone conclusion that the Bucks win tonight, right? And also, if the Bucks do win tonight, which again, we're taking a look at, you know, where the series sits. They're +114. They're a -12. We're expecting them as like a guarantee, right? Money line tonight, -620 on the Bucks. Do the Bucks turn the favorites? The Bucks will be the favorite in this series if they win tonight, where it's a best of two where the Bucks have to win two and the Miami Heat only have to win one game. That's what's so maddening at this point. Now, I like it because it gives me confidence saying, like, okay, if the Bucks can just regroup, right? If they can just regroup and win this series, the immense value that you have in a ticket of +650 is going to be tremendous. It really is. But there is no tomorrow if they don't win. None. Doesn't matter what your value is, and all my investment in the Milwaukee Bucks goes up in smoke. But as I said, you shouldn't be betting with a personal bias, and I'm actually doing that right now, which is kind of refreshing. Brings back to my younger days. Hey, don't get emotional about betting. No. I'm getting emotional about this one. I need to be proven right. And I don't even like the Milwaukee Bucks. Kevin will tell you if he comes on here. I'm a hater of the Bucks. A hater of Giannis. But I think I can make money on that team. So it's worth it. Give me that final. Phoenix, Milwaukee. Your boy DRS cashes in tickets. And that's the way it's going to be done. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about. A lot more fun coming. It's Money Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Let's get after it. Quick segment here before we hit hour number two in a fun, action-packed show on your Wednesday. Some surprise guests joining us today. Kay Dublin's day off. Love that. Dave Sharapan calling in. Love that stuff here. But let's get to the facts here. And that's where we're winding up tonight. Four NBA games. Where's JP going? And as always, how do we start this? What did JP do last night and how did it work out, JP?
We took Jokic over his points total and he went over.
Yeah, he did. Triple-double last night, by the way, by Jokic. Everything worked out in our favor. So tonight, we have four options to go with. Knicks-Cavs, Lakers-Grizzlies, Heat-Bucks, Warriors, and Kings. So, JP, side, total, or prop?
Yeah, I'm going off the board a bit today. I haven't done this yet, but I'm taking two separate parlays that I think have to hit if one team wins. It's in the Knicks-Cavs game. I'll give you this. I have both teams on the money line in each one, and then I have a player points bet in each one.
Oh, my goodness. What for which games, though?
Which one? Knicks-Cavs game for both.
So you have a parlay on the player props, or what do you have a parlay on here?
So I have Knicks money line and a points prop, and then I have Cavs money line and a points prop.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we're going to have to figure out who this Yeah, we're going to have to figure out this as it goes down. So looking at this game, the least excitement for me is coming from this game. Why? It's just simple. It's a 202 at points bet here in New Jersey, 202.5 at Fox bet, 202.5 at FanDuel. So, I'm going to find out where he's going here. We'll find out sooner than later, as we like to say. But there are four games tonight. JP is going with the Knicks and the Cavaliers and see if we can pair up some sides in this one. Is it Mitchell Robinson off the beaten path? Or are we going superstar hunting? By the way, Donovan Mitchell is a 29.5 with three straight games where he essentially hasn't shown up, and we're expecting him to do big things. But we're going to preview these games individually in the next hour. I got an eye on a Donovan Mitchell prop that I really like and I think comes through because I think volume is going to be key. He's not going to go out like a punk. There's no way he goes out shooting six times tonight, scoring 10 points, and away you go. That's not happening. I expect a big night out of Mitchell, usage-wise at least, and I think that's going to pay off. Hour number two about to get underway. Let's get after it. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.